Item number 17, this is from the UWM Innovation Park, LLC, requesting an amendment to the real property purchase agreement for the county-owned land on the northeast quadrant of Milwaukee County grounds in the city of Wauwatosa. The Committee on Economic and Community Development amended this, and the vote was approved as amended 4-3. You have a copy of the amendment in front of you. It was added just before the last be it resolved clause in the resolution.
That was
and then there
six
is a, on our addendum, there is an item that also relates to this for questions that were raised during that. Item number 20, I believe it is.
Okay, yeah. Can you read that one as well? So we can have it.
Item number 20 is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, an informational report on the budgetary impact of the proposed UW land sale extension.
Does everyone have a copy of it?
Good morning. Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
That's this amendment.
Yes.
This is the amendment right here?
Yeah, it was a 7-0.
Right here.
Mr. Chairman, the purchase agreement between Milwaukee County and UWM Innovation Park LLC called for an installment payment plan for the $13.55 million purchase price. The original transaction approved by the board had an installment payment plan whereby at closing the county would realize $5 million. 1 year from closing, the county would realize an additional $5 million. And then there would be four annual payments thereafter that in turn would be completed as of 2016. That's the payment plan that was envisioned to accomplish the total $13.55 million purchase price. If I may, this has been quite a journey, and the idea that the purchase agreement reflected that there were quite a few hurdles that needed to be cleared along the way before Innovation Park could be considered a reality. And some of those hurdles, which we call in the purchase agreement conditions or contingencies, were, for example, satisfaction of clear title, inspections that related to subsoil conditions and environmental conditions, the utility capability of the site as it relates specifically to We Energies and what they have to offer to service the site, the release of the research park interests in the northerly portion of this property, which is basically the Eschweiler complex. In addition to those real hardcore type contingencies that you see in a purchase agreement, there were other conditions that needed to be satisfied. And those were really an element of the city of Wauwatosa. In order for Innovation Park to really be established as a product, it required that the city of Wauwatosa approve a planned unit development, which was basically acceptance of a site plan as envisioned for Innovation Park. They also had to consider a rezoning of the property suitable for Innovation Park. And they had to approve a certified survey map, which basically is a very in-depth engineering instrument that not only legally describes the land, but also divides it off from adjacent county ownerships. With that being said, the purchase agreement had an expiration date, so to speak, what is called as the contingency waiver date of December 16th. And as of that date, the buyer, the foundation, LLC, had to tell Milwaukee County officially that they in turn have satisfied all of those conditions that I've laid out, or the fact that they're satisfied with them to the point where they could waive them, meaning that they're not important. These conditions were paramount to moving toward closing. As of that December 15th date, they in fact did provide us written confirmation that in fact all conditions are either satisfied or waived. And with that being said, they posted an additional $175,000 earnest money, which was added to the $25,000 already in escrow, and that in turn cemented their commitment towards saying, we'd like to move forward with this and move forward toward closing so that the county can realize their initial $5 million. As a part of that December 15th letter and in turn a January 5th letter, which we have a part of your packet, it did ask for the ability of the installment payment plan, as I outlined before, to be extended for a period of up to 24 months. So in essence, the county would still realize the $5 million at closing, which is envisioned to be February 15th. The second $5 million, that would be pushed out 2 years, and every payment thereafter. So rather than 2016 being the outside date, it would be 2018 at its worst. What we said to them at that point in time is that obviously the county has a fiscal challenge associated with that second $5 million not coming a year after closing. So we attempted to find a way to try to infill within 2011 that would help us fulfill some or perhaps even all of that $5 million. So we came up with some conditions or requirements, one being that of the land sold within Innovation Park by now, what would be the LLC, for example, the Eschweiler complex, which they have always envisioned to be a residential complex or development, the proceeds from those sales would come to the county, and they would come to the county in the form of 75% of the gross sale proceeds would come to the county in 2011. However, the way that those payments would be recognized is they would actually be applied in the inverse order of that payment plan. In other words, it would be applied toward the 2018 payment, the 2017 payment, and hopefully to the 2016 payment. And we're envisioning that the sale of the Eschweiler complex will help accomplish the last two or perhaps two and a half payments. So in other words, from realizing those funds in 2011, we in turn will roll back that time frame to where it is currently. Another mechanism that we're saying that would help infill the $5 million second payment would be any donations realized for the acquisition of the park that they would receive would come to us within 30 days after they've satisfied a $1.8 million obligation. So what we attempted to do, in understanding that it presents a challenge for all, but trying to mitigate this challenge as much as possible. So staff understands that the conditions that are being faced by everyone at this point in time, it's difficult to raise money. And I guess what we're trying to say is that, again, we're being called on as a partner as City of Wauwatosa was for the $12 million TIF that they established for the infrastructure, partner with the federal government that provided a $5.4 million grant for the construction of the first building within Innovation Park, and in turn, the county being another so-called leg of the stool that is providing them the land that's needed to implement this vision. So again, we're being called on again to be a partner and try to find a mechanism for this to work, for the county to realize their first $5 million and help them be successful, because when they're successful, we will be successful. So staff is in fact recommending this extension. We're recommending that whereby the lands that are needed for the accelerator building, which will start construction hopefully in 2011, the underlying mortgage that we will have on the remaining lands will be released, and in turn any sale that takes place, the release of the mortgage for those lands, and in turn the release of those lands that are needed by either the City of Wauwatosa for the roadways or by the utilities that are needed for the installation of the infrastructure and utilities to serve Innovation Park. Understand that there is a fiscal consequence of this, but we feel that this in turn warrants a favorable recommendation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions of the committee? Supervisor Joseph?
What was the vote of economic development?
4-3.
4-3. It was 4-3. Which surprises me how close that was. I mean, this is a development agreement. It's a highly complicated document. I give Mr. Dillon credit. You've done a good job in keeping us appraised of all of the different dates and so on in the contract. You know, I've done development agreements as a member of the CDA and the City of Cudahy. These things are not easy. When you have all of the kinds of approvals you need to get, City of Wauwatosa and so on, it concerns me to some degree that vote was so close in that committee. It's important, I think, for us to continue to move along with the
process that we have before us. And I too am concerned about extending that year for payment, but I still don't see real estate, you know, taking off with regard to the market. And what I would ask my colleagues who voted against it is, what are you going to do instead? I mean, you're not going to have anything instead. So with all the effort and so on, I think we have to move forward, and I certainly intend to support the both the amendment, and if it hasn't been moved, I will move approval of the amendment and then the full agreement. I do appreciate...
did you wish to concur with the committee on...
Is that what they did? Yes. I do want to thank both Supervisor Schmidt and DeBruin, who have kind of taken the lead on this, and rightfully so. It affects their districts and their city that is being dealt with here, but I do thank you for your work.
Okay, I'd like to recognize we have Supervisor Lipscomb, who is the Vice Chair of Economic and Community Development. I'm sure he has something you'd like to add.
Thank you, Chairman. I thought perhaps I could respond to the question, since the three of you that serve on economic development
voted
all
for
voted
it.
For it. So
yes, sir.
Perhaps I could bring the perspective of the three that voted against it. Or, well, let me bring my own perspective, since I should not speak for the other two. I did have an amendment that was defeated on a 4-3 vote that sought to have the university, or I should say, have the foundation or the LLC make the county whole relative to the purchase price. It would have allowed them to get their extension, but would have compensated us on the final payment the value of the delay, which the fiscal note recognizes as $342,000. If they utilize the full delay on all the amounts, to the extent that they will sell land and make any early payments, and as you know, those are credited towards those later payments, all of those efforts would reduce the impact of the extension and would reduce whatever would be the final calculation of a catch-up payment. If, in fact, their efforts brought the payments back in line with the original schedule, there would be no additional payment, because the effect is this is not intended as a penalty. It's intended as a equalization of the amount that we receive so that it is equivalent to the original deal. And the original deal, as stated by the foundation, by Mr. Black, the original deal was a price that was arrived at in concert with an understanding about the timing of the payments, that the timing of the payments affected what they were willing to pay. So to the extent that we would extend the payments, we should have a recalculation of that. And that's my intent here. Obviously, the amendment isn't before you today. I do intend to offer it again on the board floor. I did say in committee that is a deal breaker for me. I'm just not going to sign off on the deal in a form that gives them everything they want but does not recognize that they are changing the fundamental structure of the deal and not paying the county for that. At the time, they had not seen the amendment prior to, had not had a chance to talk with their board members, so I would ask if perhaps they're ready to respond to that at all, or if they have an intent to respond to that at some point before board day.
Supervisor Joseph, you still...
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, in parlance, we're playing hardball. You want more time, you're going to pay for it, is basically what you're stating there. And I know that is done in the real estate world. However, I think given the fact that this has been such a complicated deal, taken so long to put it together, there were so many contingencies to respond to. I think it is reasonable for us not to play hardball and require that. That being said, I do think we should send the message that this is the final, this is it. There will be no other additional changes to this development agreement. So, you know, I hear where you're coming from. I think it's not unreasonable, however, to give this one extension.
Okay. Supervisor West, followed by Johnson and Smith.
I think it's worth repeating. We were having a conversation with UWM the other day. They brought up an excellent, what I believed was an excellent point, and that is that you know, we didn't go to them. This isn't something that we had on the table. This isn't something that, you know, was on our books and we were trying desperately to market to other people. They came to us and they said, this is what we want to do. And they if they walk away from this, then we lose all hope of getting any type of, you know, of money for it. And so right now, and I, you know, I haven't been thrilled in the past with giving extensions to people. But, you know, the way that the economy is now, and again, you know, we didn't have this on the table. It's not Park East land. It's not something that, you know, we had sitting out there and that every year we're budgeting, you know, and making and building our budget on. This is, you know, basically an opportunity that we didn't have before. And so, you know, again, I'm not, you know, I echo all the sentiments of Supervisor Jurcik. I'm not ecstatic that they need this additional year, but if this additional year is what they need in order to get, you know, this deal concrete, then I'm more than happy to give them that year. Because, again, it's not as if we have, you know, a line of people, you know, at the door saying, you know, this is something that we, you know, we want to develop this specific spot as well. And so, you know, I'm happy to do it. Again, it's got some very good backing at this point. I don't see any reason why it won't happen. And I think in the end it's going to be something that, you know, we can be really proud of. I also think it's a very good fit for the county grounds. And so I'm actually, you know, grateful that UWM wanted to be a partner with Milwaukee County. And I do think that we have to make some, you know, make some allowances for that. This is not, again, as a second-term member of Economic and Community Development, we're not doing anything for UWM that we have not done for other individuals. And so with the Park East, I can, you know, I'm sure Mr. Doman can give you the history on that. You know, we have had to bend, and in some cases, in almost all cases, it hasn't panned out well for us. But this is a different situation in that this is a public entity and that we have people coming forward who are actually coming and sitting and testifying in front of us saying, you know, this is something that we're going to work at and we are going to make happen. So it's a different situation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Most of the emails that I received, most of the correspondence that I received on the Innovation Park, UWM Innovation Park LLC, related to the Habitat Restoration Landscape Plan. And Supervisors De Bruin and Schmidt offered an amendment Monday to address their concerns, and that amendment was passed 7-0. I would also like to say that there were my other concern, actually I had two concerns. My first concern was about the fact that if we approved the extension, that 2011 capital projects would be in jeopardy on the face of that. But I was also informed that there has been the release of an RFP as relates to the marketing of the Eschweiler complex buildings. I believe there were 12 copies went out and 11 responses have been returned. So given that I had that information, I moved approval on Monday. Otherwise, it would be very problematic for me to look at these capital projects being in jeopardy for 2011. So it appears that there can be some movement if there's a developer that would like to go forward with respect to the Eschweiler buildings. Mr. Block, if you would come forward,
he's
I'd like
to... He's not here today.
Oh, he's not here. Mr. Gilbert, President Gilbert, if you'd like to come forward, Supervisor Lipscomb, Chairman Lipscomb of the Economic Community Development Committee, had his question as it relates to his amendment. And I suspect that I would hope that the members of the UWM Real Estate Foundation Board have been polled, and I'd like to hear the response as it relates to the amendment.
Well, we did speak with our board members, and first let me say that we appreciate the partnership of Milwaukee County. We appreciate you all sticking with us on this journey and echoing Supervisor.
Gilbert, can you introduce yourself first?
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Gilbert, President of the UWM Real Estate Foundation.
Thank you.
And let me echo Supervisor West's statements that this is going to be a project that you are all going to be very, very proud of. It's important for the region. We are so committed to making this really a jewel over at the county grounds and a jewel for Milwaukee County. So thank you for all for sticking with us on this journey, as Mr. Dillman pointed out. And let me say that, we have tried very, very hard to be a good partner with Milwaukee County. We have been through many ups and downs on this path. Certainly, land values are not at all what they were when we agreed to the price, and we've never once said we want to renegotiate the price. We're going to stick to our word and move forward, regardless that the market has changed. So, we would hope that there would not be any changes to the price either side. However, if there is to be some adjustment because of extending the period of time that we're allowed to pay, we would respectfully request that if we pay early, that it be adjusted in the other direction, because we still intend, our goal is to pay this note as quickly as possible, make Milwaukee County whole, and move on with this development and make us all proud. So, we would hope that there wouldn't be any changes, but if there were, I would hope that it would be a two-way street, and if we're able to pay early, that the price would then be reduced by the same formula.
Supervisor Johnson?
Well, thank you. It sounds as if that is the response. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, unless we have to go into closed session, I move approval of item number 17.
It already has been moved to concur with.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Supervisor West. Judges, okay, thank you.
Before we move on, Supervisor Lipscomb, did you have anything you'd like to add or in response to Mr. Gilbert's
Sure. If I could, a couple follow-up comments based on some other comments. Relative to the partnership, I think one of the things that hasn't been recognized in this whole thing, we often talk about Wauwatosa's participation in the TIF. It's, I don't think, ever really been recognized that the county is also participating in the TIF. We forgo our tax. We will forgo our tax levy on this during that entire period, whatever that be, 20 years, 27 years. The extension I just want to make clear is a two-year extension. Effectively, what you're giving them is $8.5 million of financing. $8.5 million of financing that they cannot get in the private market. That if they could get it in the private market, would be 10%, 12%. I mean, it would be an extraordinary deal for them to get. That's what they basically said. They didn't approach any banks because they knew they couldn't get it. What we're doing here is saying modest compensation. We're talking about 2%. There's clearly no financing like that that they would get. Relative to the price of the land, which was Mr. Gilbert's most recent statement here, I think your best comparable is Eaton's offer or Ergen's offer for Eaton in the Research Park, which is $150,000. Per acre. Some will say, oh, but that's because the research park has the infrastructure in. Well, but that's what the TIF is. The TIF creates the infrastructure that equalizes that equation. So while their price per acre is slightly over 150, it's because of that time delay in payment. That's how they arrived at that. So there actually is a pretty good comp out there in the market. So I don't think that that's a real argument that this land isn't worth, that this land is worth significantly less than what they offered, and it's a false argument. But I just want to be clear that we have been partners on this. We've extended them many times, and my efforts with the amendment are not to kill the deal. I've said that clearly. We're trying to accommodate them, but not just roll over and look like we're not confident in the transaction. Thank you, Supervisor Smith.
I have a question, and please, I'd like to make a couple comments, too, as obviously been intricately involved in this the last 10 years. Now, your amendment is not in front of us. I think there's reason to your amendment. But are you saying then you bring this amendment, if your amendment doesn't pass, then you won't vote for the deal? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I said.
Okay, well, I have a real problem with that. And I'm not going to go into it very much. I'm just going to say there was a 4-3 vote. Maybe you were surprised it was close, but it's obviously one of the members of UConn has, from day one, committed to be against it, would never vote for it, tried to do everything he can not to make this go through. Sergeant Lipscomb has whatever reason he's looking at here. I don't understand how you can look at a $13.5 million deal and say whether we get this $300,000 or not is a deal breaker for you. I think that's disingenuous to say the least. Either it's a good deal or it's not. I don't understand how you can say, well, if we don't get $300,000, then we're killing the deal. That's really short-sighted. I think there was also a member of the committee who stated that they wanted to vote for the amendment but didn't want to kill the deal, and they made, so I don't think the deal reflects the vote. I don't think the deal will reflect the vote. Let me just stay instead of just on negativity and saying we don't get $300,000. Let me make some cogent points, I hope, and I want to be brief. We spend a lot of time on this on your committee. I think a lot of good discussions and the amendments and stuff. But you know what? $150,000 with Eaton, that's been kind of a going rate. That's a lot of money per acreage. That's a very fair price. By the way, UWM is paying a lot more than $150,000. They are paying for land also that you certainly know, 11.5 acres that they won't be able to develop on because of the Monarch Trail and the environmental concerns, or what I doubt any other developer would have been able to work through. They're paying for over 3 acres of our Parks Administration building that they will not use, said that will remain there. They're paying for maybe about 40 acres they actually can develop out of the supposed 89. You put the DOT part in there, the 12 acres, and this is an incredible deal. And if you don't like it, fine. But the pluses on this, if we don't pass this, you don't get $5 million on February 15th, we're still close, okay? That's 40% of the money of this whole deal, by the way. That's nothing to sniff at. You create a hole in our budget for 2010 that also carries over to 2011. And what I'm trying to say here is I think that UWM, we wouldn't get nowhere near that kind of deal. And you recognize that there is a large difference between developed land and undeveloped land. That land has so many infrastructure problems. The heating is decrepit, as you, I think everyone knows who's been out there, have certainly gone underground. It needs to redo. That's why they needed the TIF from Wauwatosa. I would not say the county is putting themselves on the line as much as Wauwatosa did with this $12 million TIF that won't be paid back for a lot of time until there's more private development. We understand that. I was at a meeting in the Neighborhood Association Council last night, and I said, well, no, you're not getting money right away, and I appreciate the economic development people there for Wauwatosa. They recognize the important partnership and how important this deal will be. We looked at 10 years of this land. This is the development zone. The rest of it has been preserved. We have 50 acres. Part of this deal means 50 acres of parkland is the buffer zone between the retention basin ends where this development will start. That would not have been part of this deal unless UWM came part in their development. The amendment that Supervisor DeBruin and I put forward, and I appreciate your vote on it too, and as the rest of the committee, does say these there have been all sorts of roadblocks. You say, you know, we've extended them. We've done all sorts of extensions, as you well know, and anybody else who wants to vote against it, you know, for years here. Look at the environment, the climate, the lack of the bank. They can't get a loan from the bank, right? And so what's wrong with that? If we don't think this is a good deal, we shouldn't be able to work with them, because they won't get the money anywhere else. No bank is going to give money. They're going to say, you're paying much too much for this land. There's no infrastructure there. This is undeveloped. It's worth nowhere near even $150,000, and they're paying much more than $150,000. Okay? When you look at the amount of acreage that they're buying, you divide that into 13.55 million, you see what you get. It's a lot more than $150,000. Okay? And the other plus is being... they put $200,000 of earnest money in. They waive all their other contingencies. They've cooperated with a difficult situation that's an important one, and I've supported Supervisor DeBruin, as the other member has a little bit of Wauwatosa. We've understood these arguments. This is an environmentally sensitive area. I don't know where you'd get any developer again to put all this acreage that they're not going to develop, but they're buying anyway. This is a partnership, I think, that only can work because of this. I don't think a private developer, private entity would be able to go through all these hoops, buy all this land, and realize that they're not developing a majority of the land they're buying, they're not going to be able to develop. Also, a couple other the points being made is that we can recoup some of that money also. Mr. Dillman could maybe comment on that. The land, the taxable part, now the incubator building also, we got to say, well, let's just move that. Well, if this deal doesn't go through, maybe we can move that then, okay? But this is a deal that has already engendered, as you well know, $5.4 million of federal money to go towards the incubator. It's site-specific. You just can't move it somewhere else. It's a whole idea as a whole. You take that away out of it, and we're missing the whole concept. It will be then a research building will come, but coming right away in the next, on the timetable is pretty short because very happy to see all the RFPs that are coming back on the Eschweiler complex. That should be $1.5 to $2 million. Maybe Mr. Dillman could comment on that. That 75% of taxable revenue that comes would come to the county, immediately the county. So we get some immediate sales in next year. What I'm trying to say is could mitigate some of this $300,000. And no one is happy about, you know, that we have extensions here. We've gotten extensions. This has been an incredibly tough market. I don't know, what billing have you seen been going on the last 2 or 3 years? There's been zero. There's been some with Zilber because he put all this money in, God rest his soul, okay, into that. We're not happy about the extension, but I would attest, what other partner are we going to have in such an incredibly sensitive area that's been 10 years in the making? I know all the hoops that have gone through. I know about the DNR. I know about the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I know about Wauwatosa. I know about soccer moms. I know about the... Okay, I've said enough. All right. This has been extremely difficult and complex, and the fact that UWM has stayed with us through these difficult times, we don't have to be happy about it. If you don't like it, then don't vote for it. But let's not make $300,000 the difference of doing a development. Is it good or not? Is it good in the long-range interests of the county? Is it good in the short range? Is it good in the long range? Is it a partnership that we should have with an institution? And that no one else has come forward, by the way, to put those kind of monies, be willing to jump through those kind of, I say, necessary hoops and fortunes, especially in the environmental area, which I won't back down on, and the reason for the amendment here. UWM, by the way, has granted to go along with all these changes, all these different changes has gone on. So, I just think it's something that, you can stand on principle and say, I'm not giving them the deal because they won't give us $300,000 that they supposedly owe us. Much of that money, again, my last point, it could be made up in the land sales. Private development, as it comes along, will do this. But it's a partnership. And I think you'll see money from the state for this. I want to be on some kind of equality and on the map in the county of Milwaukee, like Madison. Madison gets all the technology grants, gets the big brunt of the business. They have great university there. I went to graduate school there. 70, whatever, okay? But I like to see this institution prosper. I'd like to see us prosper together. And this is, they have other areas they're looking at, freshwater science. They have a lot of commitments. I can see the difficulty in the fundraising. I would like to compliment Mr. Cudahy again, as we talked about him. He certainly came through in this situation, $2 million. Maybe we wouldn't be talking about this deal if he didn't. So there's difficulties down the road, but I guess when you look at the overall picture, let's give them a chance. I haven't seen anybody else come forward to do the kinds of things that they have done. We're protecting our interests here. If this development doesn't occur, we've got 5 years down the road. If you remember, we did put some safeguards in here that we can buy the property back at the original price. So if they don't come through with their commitments, and I certainly hope they will, and I'm asking them, as you have, I think, and everybody else has had, any payments they get, also, they had to take a $1.8 million loan. We've stated that. Any payments they get above that, and I'm sure they'll be aggressively marketing this. I'm looking at them and staring and saying, you better darn aggressively do this, okay? Because we are sticking our necks out, too, in this partnership. But they have, too. Let's be honest about that. Look at all the pluses that, you know, are in this, and I've tried to emphasize one more time because of what I just heard. I know we've moved to prune and everything, and I hope we go ahead. Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
Just one footnote to all that. Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. My response when I hear someone say we're not going to collect taxes for 20 years is to say that in a TIF project, we're going to collect the same taxes we have been collecting on that property for the next 20 years. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any further comments?
I'll reserve it for board date. No, we have disagreement. I guess all I can say is I'm not trying to get more money out of them. I'm trying to get us on par with the original deal we struck. And to the extent that they move towards that by paying earlier, we will arrive exactly where we were. So while you think that I'm trying to get an extra $340 out of them, I would say that's what you said. I'm trying to get more. I would say the reverse argument would be that you're giving them $340, and I don't think either of those is true. We should try to arrive at the deal that we had, grant them what they need, which is an extension, but not more than that.
Thank you, Supervisor. Seeing no further questions, Madam Clerk.
Okay, this is on the motion to concur with ECD.
Yes.
Supervisor Mayo?
Excuse.
He will be excused for the rest of the
meeting.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0.
Okay. And as amended, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, that was
That's all the amended.
Thank you.
Okay. Does that also take into account item number 20?
Yes.
For one
it does take into
Thank you very much.